Good morning. 9:37 a.m. The official temperature is like 14 degrees. The backyard at my house is 20 and a little. I think the difference is somewhere between, or the reality is somewhere between the two. I am bundled up. I can barely waddle. Beard and mustache are all coated with ice already. But inside, I'm pretty warm. Inside the coat, inside the fleece-lined pullover, inside the thermal underwear, inside the compression underwear, I'm pretty warm. The sun's got a little heat to it. If I put my face up to it, oh yeah, that feels good. It is a gorgeous, 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 gorgeous morning. For all that it is cold enough to freeze the hair in my whiskers. The inside of my nose is frozen. I'm trying to practice mindfulness. I'm trying to practice being in the moment. I'm at the stage in Headspace where we're starting to look at how training the brain, training the mind to be aware has come from sort of a background, sort of, yes, what I want you to do is think about breathing. Well, now what I want me to do is to be aware of your breath, of where your butt hits the chair, of where your feet are on the floor, where the sounds are around you, where there are ideas that come floating through your head, but they just keep going and you don't chase them. Now, part of the walking meditation for me, part of... my ears are cold. Part of the walk is to have ideas and chase them. I put my big hood back a little while ago. I'm going to pick it up again. Because while I'm wearing my fleece hood, there's a lot of cold out here, and my ears were starting to feel a little pinched. So, yeah, being mindful, being able to remember 9:37 a.m. on December the 6th, a Tuesday, which I'm not sure I remember to say because I was so busy getting going. But the fact that I'm able to remember that, at least the time, for more than 40 seconds, is not entirely, but largely a function of slowing my brain down a little bit through meditation. Slowing my day down just a bit. So short-term memory has a chance to register. Being in the moment, being out here in this beautiful, icy cold morning. Yes, my face is cold. Yes, my nose is cold. I'll live. I'm walking past some spruce and some pine. A little bit of tangy cut to the air. Just a snudge. If I cross the street here without getting run over. I'm coming up on the busy intersection. Nobody here. Oh, there's a car coming. I'll be gone before he gets here. Ah, somebody lost a shingle. The wind howled all day yesterday. It just battered everything. 30, 40 mile an hour winds. Sustained 30, 40 mile an hour winds. House shook. Yeah, it was 20 degrees out, but that wind chill was deadly. Wind chill in this morning's forecast was 5 below. That was before the sun got up. It was still blowing a little bit then. It's not blowing at all now. It's a little, maybe a little bit of breeze up high, but nothing down here. Dust was everywhere. The dust storms were amazing. It wasn't exactly a haboob, but the dust was everywhere. It was in your teeth. Somewhere there are piles and piles of tumbleweeds. Geese. Flying away. And off we go, heading toward the east. The guy scared me, he's up on the roof. Putting out his Christmas lights. monk post. So yeah, in the moment, staying focused. What am I here for? What am I here to do? Basically to talk. Basically to think about what I'm going to do today. I'm dedicating the day to getting back on the riding horse. Yesterday was broken up quite badly with chores, with banking. I had to go to the bank. Spent an hour and a quarter with the bankers. Cooking. All kinds of stuff that gave me not a lot of time to sit and concentrate, to sit and do anything really, pretty much all day long. Today I don't have anything. I've got pot roast to fix for supper. I've got no errands to run. I've got no taxi duty today. I've got I got 3 blocks on my page for the day to do writing, and I'll be home around 10, get a cup of coffee. 10 to noon would be 2 hours, that would be 2 blocks. I can focus on it, do it, make it happen. I'm at the stage where things have started to blow up, and I need to carry this through. I'm not sure about the story. Honestly, of course, I'm never sure about the story, so... I'm never sure about the story. But the story's blown up, and what I need to do is write through to the end, and then go back through and figure out what's missing. Because there's stuff missing. There is stuff missing. The internal Ishmael story is there, but the external story is sort of mushy. So we'll get to that. There's a big discussion on the economics of the Solar Clipper universe and why anybody would put a ship out if the profits are so small. And the difficulty is that the discussion is really based on information that's available in the book. And the information that's available in the books, particularly relating to shares. And what money goes into the share pool, and what money comes out in terms of profit, and it's like, okay, the margins are very small. There's no question that the margins are very small. That even small margins add up over fleets. And that's the part that's missing. The idea that the investment in a ship needs to be 5% or certainly more than 1%. I think that's valid. And I think it probably is. I start adding up a 200 metric kiloton can holds 2 million kilograms, or about a little, I don't know, what is that, about a million pounds, but 2 million kilograms. So if what you're carrying is worth 10 credits a kilogram, that's 20 million kilograms. And if your profit is 5%, and that's a million credits to cover the cost of the ship and the pay of the crew and turn the profit, etc. And that's for, I'll call it 10 weeks. And that's for something that's cheap. I guess something that's expensive, it's a thousand credits a kilogram. And you take 5% of 2 billion. That's 100 million. So yeah, the margins are thin. The ships are expensive. And I'm flattered that there is that much thought going into how does this universe work? That people are going back and going, what? And the problem is if we get too far in the weeds, and I posted this, then we start to realize that it takes the power of 5 soul-sized suns to bend space the way the Burleson drives do, just once. And while there are a lot of stars, we don't have that much power in the ship. We just don't. We have a lot of power, and it's collected over time. So it's loaded into these huge capacitors, and then discharged all at once. But it's not the power of 5 suns. So that's not very realistic either. So we'll have to do the best we can with what we've got. We've got a universe that sort of works. I'm going with it. And speaking of going with it, I've gone all the way around and I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.